哎呀，
And what brought you here?
You mean to Baba or to India?
To Baba and to India. You are on a tour, sightseeing tour?
No. I have been with Baba for 10 years.
Yeah.
In spite of my best efforts to run away from him, I'm not. And I've wanted to come to India for a long time, and about a year and a half ago, my father died. And I had the wonderful gift of being able to be with him during the last several weeks, and felt Baba's presence so close in the room that I have found the intensity of Saman very parallel to that. And I ended up staying down in Florida with him longer than I had.
Pardon?
I ended up staying down in Florida with him longer than I thought I was going to. And I ended up talking to Buzz on the phone about something. At Buzz Conner. And I had said something to when are you and Wendy going to go to India? And they were thinking of it, and then I came with Pamela and Dan. But he said, I wondered if when your father died, you would come to India. So I think it was my father that sent me in a ring about what I was
doing. Good. But how did you first hear about him?
You know Mary Lloyd Dugan?
Yeah.
I was practicing law about 10 years ago.
Law?
Law. Yeah, I had been a public defender, a criminal defense attorney in California. And I had just moved to Washington, D.C. to do hazardous waste for the Justice Department there. And I met a woman who was a puppeteer and went to a few puppet shows that were part of a world festival at the Kennedy Center and said, that's what I want to do. And a year later, I went to a puppetry weekend and met Mary Lloyd Dugan. And we spent the whole time talking. And on the last day, she kind of sprinkled in Baba's name with the salt over lunch. And I said, who? And then she sent me some things, and I went down to visit her in Myrtle Beach, but it was to see her, not to see anything to do with Baba. And she kept taking me to the center. And everybody seemed like I had known them a million years. It was like I was running into all my old friends. And then I heard Margaret Kraske speak, and it was quite a few minutes now. And then when she came up to Washington, Mary Lloyd called me and said, Margaret's in town, go listen to her. So I did, and then after that I just started coming to meetings.
Good. And since then you have been defending Baba.
There was a period of time where I wandered way off. And then Uda was moving here, Uda Bauman, and called me up and said, do you want to buy my bed or my dresser? And I've been living in my apartment for several years, so I said, no, thank you. But gee, if you're leaving, I would love to say goodbye. I haven't seen her in 2 years. I didn't know her very well, but I was brought up to be very polite. So I said, dear God, you were nice enough to call me. Let's get together. She said, I can't. I'm leaving in a week. Come to my going away party. And we had a barbecue at Pamela and Dan's house. And I walked in, and there's this wonderful picture of Bob, and it's kind of sitting there and kind of smiling at everybody who come in. And I looked around at the people, and I thought, I like these people better than anybody I've met anywhere in Washington. And I like Bob. You know, I like him. Who cares if he's got him? So I started going to meetings, and all of a sudden, one day, I realized that I guess I thought he was God, and I just sort of didn't care whether he was or not, and the question sort of evaporated. He still comes back to haunt me, but not in any way that makes me feel any differently about it. It's mostly to try to explain it to people who don't understand God.
Yeah.
And then I forget it.
Anne, are you a puppeteer now or a lawyer?
Well, there were those who questioned whether I was ever a lawyer to begin with. I had one friend in law school who used to say, why do you drop out so people who really want to go to law school can do it? But no, I haven't practiced law in a long time, and I do storytelling and puppetry, and have started with a friend of mine from China in storytelling theater in Washington for grown-ups, which we're having a lot of fun with. And we're not making any money, but she's not with Baba, but we're both really strongly into our own past, obviously my father. And so we talk a lot about feeling that God is the impetus behind this and wanting to have it be a place where his love can come through stories. So we're having a lot of fun with it.